The Holy Gospel according to John, the 5th chapter. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has 5 porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. After almost 12 years, I've preached enough sermons here at First Lutheran, probably close to 500 of them, that I've lost track of which of my stories I've told you and which I haven't. So if you've heard this story before, my apologies. It's about the time I healed a fish. Yes, indeed, I healed a fish. It happened a number of years ago when I was serving a Lutheran social ministry organization. I worked over in Mechanicsburg, and late one Friday afternoon, as I was wandering around the building wishing people a good weekend, I stopped in the office of one of our finance staff. He and I chatted for a few moments, and then he shared that he didn't think his betta fish, which had lived in a bowl on his desk for quite a while, was going to make it through the weekend. The fish really did look kind of pitiful. It was listing sideways, moving only one fin weakly. "Boy, he doesn't look good," I said. Now, this was a fish we were talking about, so I felt comfortable joking with my colleague. "You know, I'm a pastor, Walt. Would you like me to pray over him?" He laughed. "Sure, go for it." So I laid my hands on the fishbowl on Walt's desk and said, "Be healed." And he was. Not only did that fish live through the weekend, on Monday morning he was swimming vigorously around his bowl, and I was pretty impressed. Now, you've known me long enough to know that I don't really think I have any special healing powers. We'll never know what was going on with Walt's poor fish and how it happened that he got better. I tell that story once in a while because A, it's kind of funny, and B, it's a bit of a jab at the people who get rich and or famous by preying on other people's desperate hope for healing. You've seen these hucksters on television. They hold big gatherings during which people who are sick or disabled or suffering from some sort of addiction or other brokenness are pulled out of the crowd, touched, sometimes pushed to the ground with force. The person being healed convulses or passes out or begins speaking in tongues even. There are all sorts of stories about the fraud perpetrated at these events. The evangelist who wears a wireless transmitter in his ear to secretly receive information from his staff so it seems like he is prophesying about audience members' ailments. The person brought forward in a wheelchair who is miraculously healed of her paralysis, but who had also been seen walking around the auditorium before the service got started. Just this past March, a couple months ago, a religious TV network called The Word was fined £150,000 by the United Kingdom for allowing the American TV evangelist Peter Popoff to hawk miracle spring water. In one clip from his show, Popoff said, "I want you to anoint both sides of your hands with this miracle water. You're going to see that everything that you touch is going to prosper, grow, and be blessed. Blessed in such a way that you will be awed, that you will be shocked, that you will be amazed. God will bless the works of your hands, bless your business, bless whatever you touch. And Liz," that's his wife who co-hosts the show, "we're just going to see miracle after miracle. Sickness is going to disappear. Supernatural miracle money is going to come to you from unexpected sources. Get ready." Though Popoff can't advertise miracle spring water on UK television anymore, I checked yesterday, and you can still get it through his website. A former employee of Popoff's, now a whistleblower, has revealed where his amazing water comes from. Any guesses? Costco. There once was a man who really could heal people. From the moment he began his public ministry, after being baptized by John and tested in the wilderness, Jesus healed the lame, the possessed, people bent over in pain, people crippled from birth. Jesus gave blind people sight. He made withered hands work again. He cleansed the skin of lepers. He cured fevers, burning up little children. It's hard for us who are used to modern medicine, who have access to trained doctors and nurses, sophisticated diagnostic equipment, 24-hour-a-day pharmacies, antibiotics, pain relievers, insulin, chemotherapy. We who can be treated for and cured of disease that killed people only a generation ago. It's hard for us to picture a scene like that described in this morning's reading from the Gospel of John. A pool of water with a whole bunch of suffering people lying around it. They were invalids, the gospel writer tells us, blind, lame, paralyzed. You see, this pool of water was reported to be special. Every once in a while, an angel would stir the waters up, and the first person who got in after that happened would be healed. It's hard to imagine a more desperate scene. And I can't imagine how desperate someone would be after being sick for 38 years. Lying near the pool day after day, catching a glimpse of that angelic ripple on the water, but having his hope crushed time after time. What did the man say to Jesus? "I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." It's heartbreaking. But then Jesus changes everything. A few words from Jesus and the man's 38-year nightmare is over. A few words from Jesus, and the man is well, picking up his mat, walking. walking away. Several times a year here at First Lutheran, we offer the laying on of hands and anointing. As I mentioned during the announcements, today is one of those times. If you've participated in a healing service before, you know that I and Pastor Lorenz don't place our hands on your heads and shout, "Be healed." We don't expect that if you limp up to one of us with a bad knee or spine aching with arthritis, you'll be able to run down the aisle back to your pew after we've prayed over you. And we don't expect that your diabetes will be cured or that you'll stop wanting to drink yourself into oblivion every night or that the heavy burden of grief you've been carrying around will suddenly be lifted. I guess it's not impossible that any of that could happen, but it's also not really the point. We offer the laying on of hands and anointing because it is a visible, tangible, physical way of reminding us that the one who really could heal people and who did, that he is still present and active in our world. Our risen Lord Jesus Christ is at work among us. It doesn't mean that we don't get sick in body, mind, or spirit. We still suffer. We still die in random accidents and still get awful diseases and still say long goodbyes to loved ones with Alzheimer's and still wonder why little children get cancer. We still are dust, and to dust we still return. But none of that gets to have the final word. That's the healing and wholeness we celebrate today, the healing and wholeness Jesus won for us. On a cross and in the empty tomb of Easter morning, for Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.